As part of a settlement agreement between the Arizona Department of Corrections and inmates in Arizona prisons, representatives for both parties meet in federal court each month to talk about how things are going. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was there at the most recent hearings, and he joins us now. So, Jimmy, first, take us back a minute. Remind us why this case went to court to begin with.
Prisoners alleged they were receiving poor health care at state prisons for years. They said there were long-term and systemic problems that had resulted in death and injury. So a monitoring process was created, and that was assigned as a part of the settlement agreement. The main things that they go over each month are called health care performance measures.
And that's what you've been watching this week. So tell us, what are the remaining issues in this settlement agreement at this point?
There's just over 100 of these stipulations, these benchmarks that the Arizona Department of Corrections has to meet along with their private healthcare partner to satisfy the settlement. The stipulations are wide-ranging and concern everything from making sure patients get diagnoses on time to making sure people on suicide watch are seen regularly by staff.
So tell us, how is the state doing?
Well, they have accomplished a lot. They've raised a lot of these categories across the board above this critical compliance benchmark, but there are still several areas in where they're lacking. The ones of particular interest to the judge are the requirements that people on medications be allowed to keep their medicine on them when they are transported, but this has proved to be a really big challenge for the state.
So what else did we learn this week about conditions in Arizona's prisons?
Yeah, that's the thing. They meet every month to discuss these healthcare issues, but all these other related issues come into light. For example, the state produced temperature logs for their facilities, their prisons. These are numbers they took and recorded in the heat of the summer. And we learned that many prisons frequently are above 100, 110 degrees. The plaintiffs were arguing that the state should be made to monitor this more closely and to take temperatures every day. But the judge ultimately ruled that unless someone filed a healthcare complaint, you know, like I'm going to file a complaint because I've passed out or I have heat illness due to high temperatures, he had no power to force the state to do anything.
So you told us before that when prisoners testify, they usually do so with the fear that the Department of Corrections will retaliate against them. And there's been proof of this happening in the past. So this week you heard from witnesses for the state. Tell us what they said.
They all said that the allegations of retaliation were unfounded. There were a few inmates whose conditions changed immediately before or after their testimony recently. One had their cell rolled up. Another had their cellie or roommate moved out. Another inmate claimed a corrections officer verbally threatened him. So we actually heard from all of these people that were accused of these actions, and they all testified that they were just following normal procedure and nothing was done to intimidate or retaliate against the prisoners. However, the judge stressed over and over again to everyone that even the impression that it's happening, like if someone in your cell block testifies in court, then they get moved away from all of your friends and put on a targeted search list or something directly after, the two might not be related, but all the other inmates are going to think they are and will be reluctant to talk with the court.
Right, right. And you've reported that the judge was really animated this week. It sounds like there's a lot going on here. Tell us, what was the mood like in the courtroom?
The judge is just simply incredulous. He just fed up with the state's failure to meet these performance measures. This has been going on, this monitoring process, since 2015, and he's really been lashing out at the state's attorneys. When the state produced those temperature logs we talked about, they also submitted fabricated, incomplete, and inaccurate recordings. And on Wednesday, a lawyer from the attorney general's office failed to call in at the hearing on time, and he kind of chastised her for that. When an attorney was discussing data on the performance measures, he was quoting from the wrong month. And the judge said, quote, people's lives are at stake and the lawyer doesn't even know what month we're talking about. So he also asked almost every ADC employee that testified to look at an email the state had produced with inconsistent dates and times, and nobody could explain this anomaly. So he said that the higher-ups at the prisons don't know what they're doing, and the attorneys are eroding his confidence. So he keeps threatening to weigh in with sanctions, but so far he hasn't issued any. I think the next step will probably be a warning that should he impose them, the state will face probably millions of dollars in fines. The judge is a fan, Lauren, of using financial incentives to try and get results in this case.
Well, lots to watch for there. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.